Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
God will always lead us to where we can be fed and nourished spiritually. In Psalm 23 and verse 2, it says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Not just pastures. Don't just go to a church to survive. God should be doing something in your life. And He leadeth me beside still waters. No, it does not mean that even when you're in the right church, that God will not allow your flesh to begin to be pruned. What do I mean by that? Well, in John chapter 15 and verse 2, it says, Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that begins to bear fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth even more fruit. It speaks of pruning. In order to get a bush or a tree or a plant to grow more, you cut off a part of that plant and it grows even more. Well, God is going to cut off things in your life that are not right. He's going to deal with situations in your life, and some of them, it's not going to feel good. It's not the time to run away from God and to run away from the church. It's time to run into God's arms and into the arms of His people. When we start bearing fruit for ministry, sometimes people desire to leave the place where God has planted them. God will begin to prune, to cut, and to disturb the fruit to bring forth even more fruit in their lives. And once again, pruning hurts, it's uncomfortable, but it's God's way of developing more fruit, more maturity in our lives. I begin by saying that God has a perfect plan for our lives. And there will be provision and fulfillment in the right season. And let me mention this. God wants you to hear His voice. God wants you to know His direction for your life. David prayed in Psalm 143 and 10, Teach me to do thy will. For you are my God, your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. That should be every one of our prayers. Some people may say right now, or be asking right now, well, you know, I want to know the will of God for my life, but how will I know His direction? Trust. If you've asked the Lord to direct you, trust that He is directing you. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5 says, Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not part of your heart, and do not lean to your own reason and understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. That's not placed as a question there. It's a statement that if we acknowledge Him, if we ask Him, He will direct our paths. Now, when we begin to ask the Lord to direct us, and we want Him to speak to us through our inner man, there are three voices that can be at work. And many people are not sure what voice is talking to them. So let's deal with this. How about our mind? We say, well, I've just received the thought. I'm not sure it's God, but it could be. How do I know it's not me? How do I know it's not the devil? Well, number one, if it's you, you'll be left with questions. Was that God or was that me? There'll be no strong conviction. You will not be surprised because it's never sudden. You've been thinking about this for a long time, even dreaming about it. Your thoughts are short-lived. And sometimes not even remembered. And the last thing is it will never come to pass. That's how you know it's you. How about it when it's the devil's voice or an evil spirit's voice speaking to us? Well, number one, it will encourage you to do whatever you do in a hurry. It will say, don't wait, do it now. Often fear and doubt will be present. The Bible says that those who are children of God are led by the Spirit, but the devil pushes. He'll get behind you and push you into a situation. He'll get behind you and drive you with a whip. So that's how you know when it's the devil. When you have nagging thoughts that come over and over again, that's not God. That's the devil trying to torment you. The thoughts that the devil will place in your mind will be thoughts that oppose the Word of God with reason. Well, I know what the Word of God says, but this is a different situation. Nobody's gone through this before. God doesn't really care about this. And another thing, and I'll end with this, is the devil will always seek to please the flesh. He'll always make an easy way out for you to do what you want to do. We see this when Jesus had been told by Peter, you're the Son of the living God. But then when Jesus said, I'm going to the cross, he said, oh, let that be far from you. That was the devil. And Jesus turned around and said, Satan, get behind me, because you're an offense to me. And listen to what he said. He said, because you always promote the things that men want. That's how you know it's the devil, because the devil will get behind anything of the flesh that you want and say, why not? That's a great idea. Let's do it today. Let's do it yesterday. I don't know why we haven't done it already. Now, how do we know when the Spirit is speaking to us? Well, number one, it'll be suddenly. It'll take you by surprise. I used to say that when I hear a thought that is smarter than what I would think up, I'd say it must be the Lord. When the Spirit of God is speaking to you, he speaks slowly with few words. God knows we can't take a lot of words and remember them, so he speaks slowly. Sometimes just a few words at a time. And when God speaks to you, it will always coincide with his word. He'll never tell you to do something that's different from what his word says. Also, whatever the Lord says to you will be stamped in your being. You will never forget it. There are things that the Lord has spoken in my heart over 20 years ago, and I remember them like yesterday. Now, I want to give you four spiritual principles that will help you in knowing God's direction. And we mentioned some before, but now I want to give you a few scriptures that go along with them. Number one, God's will for our lives is revealed through his word. The more you understand the word of God, the easier it will be for you to discern what his will is in any matter in your life. Psalm 119 verses 105, or verse 105 states, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Well, what does a lamp do? It provides light. See, the word of God will provide illumination for the direction that he wants us to go. His word will do that. The reason so many cannot discern God's will is because they're listening to their soul. They're looking at their circumstance. They're being led by their mind, their heart, and their emotions, rather than the lamp of God's word. Romans chapter 8 and 7, it tells us that our natural reasoning is an enemy to the will of God. It states, because the carnal mind is at war against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither can it be. Your natural reasoning is going to be the opposite of what the will of God is in many situations. And number two, the Holy Spirit will help you to discern what the will of God is. That's why I started off by saying it's important to establish an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. Give him credibility. Speak to him. Bible says that God has sent the Spirit to be with us, in us and with us, and He will never leave us or forsake us. We know that God is talking about the Holy Spirit because the Bible tells us that God is in heaven on His throne and Jesus is seated next to Him. The Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost and He has not left. He is the one that God has left for us to fellowship with. And yet many people never even say a word to Him. The Holy Spirit will reveal to us the will of God for our lives. Listen to what it says in John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. Who? The Holy Spirit. He will not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, He shall speak, and He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and He will show it to you. The key to the Spirit's direction is that you must have an intimate relationship with Him.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says, "The Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, He called me by my name." Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, "For I alone am God. I am God and there's none like Me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass." I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The key to the Spirit's direction is that you must have an intimate relationship with Him. You may ask, how do I do that? Start talking to Him today. The first thing you should do is apologize for ignoring Him all this time if you've not spoken to Him before. Jesus states that whatever the Holy Spirit hears from God and from Him, He will speak to us. In Acts chapter 18, there's an example of this in verse 9 and 10. God revealed His will by a dream, also referred to as a vision of the night. So God will use His Spirit to even give us dreams. Listen to what it says. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision. He said, "Be not afraid, but speak, and don't hold your peace, for I am with you, and no man shall set upon you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city." So realize that God will even use His Spirit to speak to you in a vision or a dream. The Holy Spirit may speak to your inner man, Himself. He may speak right to you. In Acts chapter 8, verses 29 and 30, it states, "Then the Spirit spoke to Philip and said, 'Go near and join yourself to this chariot.' And Philip ran to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, 'Do you understand what you're reading?'" Of course, you know the rest of the story. He ended up baptizing this man, and once he did, he was caught up by the Spirit in another town. Now, the Holy Spirit also speaks through the gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 11, we have what we call the charismatic gifts, given for a season and for a reason. It states, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these work that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Now the Holy Spirit may also speak to you through a recognized member of the body of Christ. Why do I say a recognized member of the body of Christ? Because the Bible says, know those who labor among you and minister to you. It's very important that you know the reputation of an individual that you receive ministry from. The Holy Spirit may speak through a recognized member of the body of Christ to confirm something that you already know. In Acts chapter 21, verses 8 through 11, we see this in Paul's life. It states, the next day, we that with Paul's company departed and went to Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. And the same man had four daughters which prophesied. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's belt and bound it around his own hands and feet and said, thus says the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt, and they shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. Now, Agabus was a recognized prophet in the body of Christ. Let me give you a reference for that. Acts chapter 11, verses 27 28. It states, and in these days came prophets from Jerusalem, and in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and he signified by the Spirit that there should be a great famine throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. So God used this prophet named Agabus to prophesy a famine that took place to help the Christians to be ahead of the relief effort and to be prepared when the famine came. Agabus only confirmed what Paul already knew. This is important to realize. In Acts chapter 20, verses 22 and 23, listen to what Paul says. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, except the Holy Spirit keeps witnessing to me in every city, saying, the bonds and afflictions will soon come to me. The Holy Spirit was confirming to Paul all the way that you're going to be tied up, you're going to be bound, you're going to be imprisoned, this is going to happen to you. So when Agabus prophesied to him, he simply prophesied something Paul had known already. And that's the safest prophecy to receive. Now, when we talk about the will of God will produce peace in our lives. Now, remember that we need to fight against emotional distress and fear. We need to fight that in the name of Jesus and by the power of his blood, because God's will for our lives will produce peace. You may wonder, is this the will of God? How do I know it's the will of God? Well, if you've prayed about it and you feel total peace over this because you've left it in the hands of the Lord, then you don't have to fret about it anymore. Because the Bible says if we ask him, he will direct our paths. And one of the ways that you know that God is telling you no is because you will feel uneasy. You will feel in your heart, no, there's something wrong. I don't feel restful. I'm not at peace with this. That is telling you that that is not the will of God, or that that is not God's timing for that to occur. In Colossians 3 and 15, it says, and let the peace of God rule your heart and be thankful. Guilt, conviction, and a troubled spirit is a sign that there's something wrong. because walking in the center of God's will always bring peace. And also, I want to mention the number four, God's will for our lives can be confirmed by circumstances. In Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 6 to 8, Jeremiah said that he heard the word of the Lord saying to him, "Behold, I want you to buy a field in Anathoth, for the right of the inheritance is yours." And the Bible tells us that while he was in prison, that his nephew came to him and he said, "It's your right, by the right of inheritance, to buy the field of my father." And then Jeremiah said, "By this I knew it was the word of the Lord." Now, if a prophet needs to have confirmation that something's the will of God, I think we do too. The Bible says, "Let everything be confirmed by the mouth of two or three witnesses." So it's really important that we ask the Lord to confirm to us that this is his plan, this is his will for our lives, that I am clearly hearing what you're saying to me. And don't go to yes men and yes women when you do that. Go to a spiritual leader, someone whom God has placed in authority over your life, because God will speak to that person to confirm what he is saying to you. When we talk about the subject of hearing the voice of God and knowing his direction for our lives, it is so important that we keep our hearts open to the Lord, that we do not try to dictate to him what we want for our lives. You know, we pray that prayer, or we should be praying in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." See, as long as you're asking God's will to be done in your life, as long as you're open to the perfect will of God, you'll be able to hear his voice. But if you're not open to the will of God, there'll be competition. I want to encourage you to gain a closer relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. Begin to talk to him every day. Read about the Holy Spirit throughout the Bible. Develop a relationship of intimacy with him, because once you do that, you will be strengthening your inner man in that relationship with the Spirit of God, and you'll be able to hear him much more clearly. It is the will of God to speak to us and to direct our lives. But it won't happen unless we work on the relationship, folks, and unless we understand how God speaks and how God deals with our lives.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part two of Obtaining a Direction in Life. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
I want to pray this prayer with you today because some of us are still being affected by emotional pain, by traumatic experiences of our past, by some of the tragedies that perhaps no one else knows about. I want to let you know that you can be free in the name of Jesus, because God loves you so much. And I'm asking you to repeat this prayer after me. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the authority given to me to bind and to loose, I loose my emotions from every evil deed that has come as a result of experiences of the past. I loose myself from all hurt, pain, sadness, anger, bitterness, and fear, and I command these spirits to come out and leave me now. I declare freedom to my emotions by the power and the authority in the name of Jesus. I want you to believe that prayer and know that God has heard you.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.